Welcome to Sonic Bloom. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Chloe, and you're listening to the WMUC Digital College Park.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
That was one heck of a PSA. Kind of shocked me. I loved it. Okay, so today for Sonic Bloom, it's a little special because it is Women's History Month, and it is the first Sonic Bloom episode of Women's History Month. So that's really exciting because, as you guys may know, we are a female-based show, giving visibility to bands that don't really get it because women aren't very, seen.
Well represented.
Yeah, well represented. That's a good word for it. Or two words for it. In the alternative music scene. So, starting off, we have the song Trophy Wifey by Party Line, which is, I actually found the song when I was like 11 in this like weird YouTube short film called like Picture Day. I think it was called Picture Day. Anyways, the girl in it is really cool, and she listens to the song in her car or something, and I like was like, whoa, I actually like this, and it always stuck with me. But it is a Riot Girl song from about the 2000s by Party Line. As I said, they are an East Coast band who started their band specifically to comment on their like dissatisfaction with neo-conservatism. Which I think is really cool because this song is basically about that, in the sense that Trophy Wifey is about, you know, pushing women down and how gender roles are really messed up, and the government, what do you say, like, what's the word? Like, what? Government inclusion? Why can't I think of the word? Like, what the government contributes to that. For some reason, my mind is, there's a word out there. I swear, Merriam-Webster hit me up.
Like government involvement?
Involvement, thank you. I knew it was an N-word. Thank you. I-N-word. and then the other song is Gotta Get Away by the Pleasure Seekers, which also, I'm going to be talking a lot this episode because I did a lot of research on the music that we are playing today, and I just am really excited about it. But Gotta Get Away by the Pleasure Seekers is so cool because as I was researching bands that kind of went across the board for just rebelling against patriarchy and just expectations, the Pleasure Seekers is actually one of the, probably my favorite that I've heard that have, like, just not give a crap about what anyone else says. They're a band from the 60s, all-girl band, you know, drums, guitar, the whole shebang, only women, and they're about 18 when they started, again, another East Coast band, but they're cool because they just made whatever music they wanted. They started off playing in teen clubs in, like, Massachusetts, making songs about sex and partying and you know, all while wearing go-go boots and having bumpets in their hair, which is just the coolest thing. I encourage you to look them up. The Pleasure Seekers, again, is their name. But their most famous song, I think, is called What a Way to Die, and it's literally about, I do not condone this at all, but it's this is a fact. Their number one song, again, they're from the 60s, is about drinking yourself to death being underage. Like, and loving beer more than romance, which is just, like, so interesting, you know? Like, what, I mean, with the roles that they had at the time, they didn't make it very far because of this, but it's still very interesting that they just, like, did not care, and they, you know, played in teen clubs, talking about underage drinking, and, you know, just wearing their mini dresses while doing it. It's so cool. So this is Trophy Wifey by Party Line, and Gotta Get Away by The Pleasure Seekers.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was Trophy Wifey by Party Line and Gotta Get Away by The Pleasure Seekers. Another thing I want to know real quick about The Pleasure Seekers is the singer, I think her name is Suzy Quatro, which is cool because, like, from the 50s, you guys ever hear Suzy Q? I don't know. I, like, who the hell is Suzy Q? You know, you always hear about the Suzy Q. We have one right here. Her voice is, like, very low and very kind of masculine, which I think really adds to the misdirection of the band and how they really rebelled, which is, like, technically not our fault, but it's cool nonetheless. All right.
But next up, we're going to be playing a song by The Slits, which was quite a pioneering punk band in the 70s in London, which that was where punk was born, was in the 70s in London, but they were all women, so they weren't taken seriously, and so they kind of had to depart into their own sound, creating kind of the main influence for the Riot Grrrl movement. And so you can hear that in their sound and their struggle. And they honestly didn't last very long as a band because they were cast aside very quickly because they were an all-girl punk band in the 70s in London.
Yeah.
Which is a struggle.
Very intimidating, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. But this is one of their most popular songs. And I think it's really cool.
Yeah, and when I heard this song first, like, I heard it through the grapevine, so it was like... just it's cool to put it on the show finally. It's a joke. I actually never heard of the song before.
It's called I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Yeah.
Like I said,
oh wait, I don't know if we said that.
I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Yeah, it's literally called I Heard It Through the Grapevine, which is what the pun was for.
Yeah.
And then following that we have Rosy Cheeks featuring Alice Glass. So the reason I kind of put this in is because Alice Glass is one of the producers of the band Crystal Castles, the 2010s band. I think we've all heard at least one song by them. It's impossible if you haven't. Like, it's like crazy if you haven't. But the thing about her is that she was actually extremely abused, I would say, like, sexually and, you know, physically by the second producer, Ethan Kahn. And they had started their band in Crystal Castles when they were 16, which is so young. And I think she came out about these accusations in 2015. So it was, like, a huge deal because, like, it had been going on forever and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, her story is one that really needs to be told. This is a very... common thing, actually, sadly, in the music scene. So it's just like her story just needs to be heard. But I'm not gonna support Crystal Castles. I'm not gonna support Ethan Kahn and give him that money. So I'm playing Rizzy Cheeks featuring Alice Glass by Turkey. There is an F word in this song. I'm so sorry. We are, you know,
we're on digital,
we're on
so it
digital,
doesn't matter.
So don't you dare snitch.
Yeah.
This is I Heard It Through the Grapevine by The Slits and Rizzy Cheeks featuring Alice Glass by Turkey.
I bet, I bet, I bet you only know I knew.
Okay, so that was I Heard It Through the Grapevine by The Slits and Rosy Cheeks featuring Alice Glass. You guys have now heard it through Sonic Bloom by The Slits.
They should rename it.
Yeah.
Because everyone heard it through the Sonic Bloom.
I can't believe everyone in the world is listening to us right now. You believe 9 billion? 9 billion people.
9 billion people.
Including babies.
All of the babies.
All of the babies as well.
Yeah.
Incredible how that works.
Yeah. What does everyone think about clavicular?
All right, let's not ask that question right now. Let's not bring a man into this. It's Women's History Month.
Yeah.
Women's History Month. Thank you. Next up, we have Demi Rep by Bikini Kill and Dreaming by Polystyrene?
styrene, I think so.
Styrene. Yeah.
And Bikini Kill is an essential Riot girl. Like, the Riot girl.
If you don't know about Bikini Kill, you're automatically a bad person.
Yeah, pretty much. But they arose in the early 90s, a.k.a. 1990. And they're still around. I think they still make music. And
yeah, I think they're actually going on tour right now.
Yeah.
So I think they are coming to Autobar.
Oh.
Soon.
Cool.
I'm not 100%. But yeah.
So, yeah, they were around. Like, I think the term Riot Girl came around the time that they came out. So, they're the pioneering sound. And polystyrene is a black female group. And I think that a lot of the time we associate...
And listen to Chloe on this.
Okay. I think that the movement, the feminist movement, has moved past the era of Riot Girl to the point because it characterizes the affluence of third wave feminism that was entirely white mm-hmm. and entirely middle class. Mm-hmm. And there are so many... like intersectional parts of womanhood that are completely misrepresented in mm-hmm. in that kind of music that is made only for and by white women.
Yeah.
So we wanted to have some more. And this song is a bit softer, a bit more dreamlike.
More feminine?
Yes.
Yeah. You could say.
Honestly, it is more feminine.
And like to Chloe's point, I kind of feel like there is like these sectors of feminism that's not as egalitarian where it's, you know, the image of feminism is circled around a 25-year-old white woman, middle class, because it's the most accessible issues to solve. And it is just, like, the visibility of everybody. Feminism is not just for women, by the way. It is because the system has two different forms of power. I don't know. I could talk about this forever. But yeah. My point is...
We've moved past third-wave feminism.
Thank you.
And I think that that is embodied in a lot of Riot Girl music. However, that is the only feminist music you can find. So.
Which kind of sucks. So...
yeah. But we are also going to try our best to showcase all kinds of female representation in music.
It all matters.
Yeah.
So this is Demi Rep by Bikini Kill and Dreaming by Polystyrene.
Yes, Mary Mac, 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 all dressed in black, black. Black with silver buttons, buttons, buttons all down her back, back, back. She asks her mom, mother, mom for 50 cents to see the elephants, elephants, elephants. They jump the fence, fence, fence. They jump so high, high, high. They reach the sky, 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 and never came back, back. Back till the 4th of July, lie, liar!
Try.
Okay, so that was Demi Rep by Bikini Kill and Dreaming by Polystyrene. Such a cute song.
Isn't that the cutest song ever?
It is the cutest song ever.
And Polystyrene, lead vocalist, her name is Marianne Joan Elliott Said, died in 2011. Aww. And she had such a beautiful voice, so I just want to mention that.
Wait,
so
like 5 seconds of silence for her.
Yeah. I think that...
I counted five.
Okay.
next up, we have Loud Bark by Mannequin, P-U-S-S-Y, and Dress by... you know what? We already said that word.
Mannequin Pussy.
This is the time to say pussy.
Yeah.
On the show, unfortunately. No, fortunately. Gosh. I need to change my mindset. And then Dress by Soft Cult. The reason I put Loud Bark in is because I actually saw Mannequin Pussy live. And something that I love, love, love about Missy, the lead singer, and kind of the face of the whole band, is her persona. She goes out on stage deliberately trying to be as seductive and openly sexual as possible, because the band's whole point, or message that they mostly want to portray, is to, you know, to diminish or to dissolve that negative self-behavior, and to, or diminish the idea of negative self-behavior, I'm sorry, and to just be yourself and to be as outward as you can and to be as upfront as you can, just to show all sides of yourself at full levels all the time. I think that's such a cool message, specifically in the feminist movement, because a lot of bands, you know, specifically also in I say specifically a lot, I realize, but a lot of alternative female bands are kind of put in this box of, like, you know, how can I be successful without, you know, overstepping too much feminism or femininity, too much of this, too much of that. So I think Missy's message of just put yourself out there no matter what anybody else says, no matter if they think it's gross, if they think it's weird, I just think that's really cool. So when I saw her, she was just like, she's just this, like, really cool, seductive, like, you know, mysterious persona that, like, I've just never seen before. Like, I can't believe I've never seen that before. It was, like, peak femininity, like, literally at its highest form, and it was just so incredible. And yet they were playing punk music, and people were moshing. It was just the coolest thing ever. So that honestly means a lot to me for this episode. So, oh my gosh, I talked a lot.
It's really cool. And I think that, especially in the case of Mannequin Pussy, they're a really popular band. And I think it's really cool to have such a large fan. It doesn't have to be an indie thing. They're not like an indie thing. They're big. And that's empowering. And that's cool.
Very
and that's
empowering.
What we're all about. And moving on to Soft Cult, I put them in. They are an shoegaze band with a bit of punk influence as well. Mm-hmm. And they write specifically about issues regarding womanhood. And this song specifically is about "my dress does not mean yes." So that's one of their lyrics. It's very on the nose, and a lot of their lyricism tends to be. And I think that's okay.
I like it.
Yeah, and I think that
sometimes
that's...
Sometimes it has to be. It doesn't need to be all poetic and metaphorical.
Yeah. And you'll hear that in the song, and you're like, oh, I know exactly what this is about.
Yeah.
So,
I forgot to mention Loud Bark is mostly about that persona I was kind of talking about, which is why I put it in. But this is Loud Bark by Mannequin Pussy and Dressed by Soft Cult.
Is
right, so that was Loud Bark by Mannequin Pussy and Dressed by Soft Cult, which I low-key love that song. I didn't really get the chance to listen to it, and low-key, she just put me on. She isn't Chloe. Everyone say thank you, Chloe.
Thank you, Chloe.
That was everyone saying thank you, Chloe, in case you didn't catch that. Next up, we have Fall Asleep by Big Joni and New to Me by Acid Wave. I put in New to Me by Acid Wave, so I can talk about this for a second. I will say, doing the research today for this episode, as a DJ, you gotta do a lot of research, because you gotta make sure your bands haven't done anything crazy in the past, and also to make sure they're relevant, and also just to get to know the bands better. And so, I was kind of having a difficult time getting the best music for this episode, so I just straight up did a Google search. I just looked up, you know, shoegaze bands with like a female only shoegaze bands, just to get a baseline. And guys, I looked it up, and literally it said like Crush and Lush, okay, those rhymed, but like, and like one other band. Guys, those bands have like one woman in them, and then the rest is male. Like, Google could not give me female only shoegaze bands, which is so weird. Like, female only as in, you know, the women are doing female presenting are doing drumming, you know, guitar, all the instrumentals and the vocals. That is apparently extremely hard to come by. And so this new, I wouldn't say new, but it's more like 2021 band, Acid Wave Band, the word band is in their name. They are the only female only shoegaze band that I could find on the face of the internet. And it was through a Reddit post that someone made 3 years ago. Like, how is that even freaking possible? So, of course, I'm going to give them some kind of visibility, because that's insane. But also, just to pose the question to our listeners, like, do you really believe that? Do you really believe that? Because there is just no way. There has got to be other female-only shoegaze bands shown.
The people of Reddit need to step it up with their recommendations.
Yeah, but not even Reddit. Like, Google and everybody. Like, how is it that I can only find one band? I know there are other ones that just have no visibility and have not broken the surface.
Yeah.
And that's just really sad to me.
Well, we're also going to play...
Sorry, I had to...
Fall Asleep by Big Joni. Now, Big Joni is a really cool band, and they are a group of three black women that are creating a punk band in response to the white punk movement, the Riot Girl movement, because they do feel out of place in that space, and that is fucked up. So they create, or met, whatever. so they create space for themselves. And the name Big Joni, I had to look this up to double check, because I read it earlier and I didn't exactly remember the quote, but the name of the band is partly a tribute to one of the band members' mom, Joan, and partly based on a Caribbean figure of speech. And I quote, "When they say a child is acting big, they are acting bigger than themselves. I just thought that would be a great phrase for a strong, confident woman."
Aww, and I like that.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I'm really bad at reading out loud, so that's why
I'm kicking
really
my feet right now.
Yeah, so this is for the strong, confident woman that needs to make space for themselves in places that they aren't welcome. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think that is all about.
I love that, Chloe. Yeah. Dude, high five.
We can't high five. This is a...
That was the... All right.
For us, yeah.
Fall Asleep by Big Joni and New to Me by Acid Wave Band.
Now,
So it was a very short song, but it's very pretty. Very pretty song. So that was Fall Asleep by Big Joni and New to Me by Acid Wave Band. Wait, we should low-key...
What? Oh, we're running out of time.
We are running out of time. Do we want to do this one and this one? I think we have time for that.
Right? For what?
This one and this one.
Oh, okay. But I want to give a shout-out to my artist here, Tamar Kali. She is a really cool, not just artist, but she creates the soundtracks for a lot of movies and shows surrounding powerful black women as well.
Oh, like what?
The boxing movie. Oh my god, I forgot the names of the movies. But I know that that's what she does, and that's really cool. But yeah, I was gonna play a song for her because her independent music is more alternative sounding, and I think like that it fits our sound a lot. But okay, The Fire Inside is about a boxer, and Shirley, which is, I think it's about a female scientist, and Mudbound.
Oh, wow, so she has, like, a real...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, which is really, really cool, and I wanted to show her original music, but go listen to Tamar Kali. She's really cool.
We will try to play one of her songs next episode. The only thing is that we ended up running out of time, so we had to cut our playlist a little bit. So what we are going to end up playing is Bruised Violet by Babes in Toyland, and our last song will be Little Trouble Girl by Sonic Youth. We'll talk about that a little bit in a minute. I think we should play Bruised Violet and then say goodnight. But, so Bruised Violet, Babes in Toyland, just the most quintessential classic Riot Girl. But it's so, like...
It's purely punk. Like, it's just hardcore. They really are.
But then at the same time, it's got that, like, cathartic screaming.
Yes.
With such a feminine take on it. I don't know how to explain it. You'll listen to it and you'll hear it, what I'm talking about. But when you think of, like, Sid Vicious, what are they called? Sex Pistols. When you think of, like, Sex Pistols, you think of, like, you know, kind of ugly, kind of gross, like, just, like, guttural.
Yeah, they're kind of ugly and gross too, like,
period.
Yeah.
But Babes in Toyland, they hold on to that femininity, and they hold on to the delicacy, yet they make it so raw and, like, rough, and it's so cool. It's just so cool. So that's my
I love Babes in Toyland.
Yes.
And they also have this, like, cool aesthetic of, like, haunted doll. Like, old haunted doll.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. Yeah. Because that's what all of their album covers have, like, a gross-looking doll on it. Because Babes in Toyland.
And, I see.
Yeah, and so, like, I just picture, like, haunted dolls when I think of Babes in Toyland.
I love that. All right, so this is Bruised Violet by Babes in Toyland.
We'll be right back.
All right, so that was Bruised Violet by Babes in Toyland. Hopefully that song is getting you through your midterms right now, and helping you to study. But yeah, this has been Sonic Bloom. Thank you so much for listening tonight for our Women's History episode. We should low-key do only Women's History episodes for the next three.
Well, there's only one more. Well, because we're like spring break.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's why I said three, but you're low-key right. Okay, well, we'll figure it out. You guys will see. Okay. But for our last song, we have Little Trouble Girl by Sonic Youth, which is such a beautiful song that every female needs to listen to. If you're a man, you may enjoy this song, but it's not really for you. This song is kind of like talking. It's like a really cute beginning, and then it's just like they're low-key talking. But I think every girl should listen to it. I think it's really important. I think it's really sweet. So, and also, I forget the exact woman's name who produces this with Kim Gordon. But they kind of kick the boys out of the room for this one. This is a girls only clubhouse song, which I think is really cute. So this is Little Trouble Girl by Sonic Youth. And yeah. Good night, everyone. We love you so much.
Good night.
This has been Sydney.
And Chloe.
For Sonic Bloom.